You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Thursday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:50pm with Gareth Topham, Chris Pimlott and Andrew Mount in the studio. It's jumping from Huntingdon and Sedgefield, accompanied by All Weather Racing on the poly track at Lingfield in the afternoon, and more action on the poly track in the evening as well, an evening card at Chelmsford City. So plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is Mr. Andrew Mount. How are you, Andrew?
Hello, Mark. I'm suffering with a bit of a cold, so I hope I don't pass it to you during the course of this podcast.
Yeah, stay on that side of the desk, please. Apart from the being a little bit under the weather, everything else all right?
Yeah, can't complain. Yeah, good. Yeah, had a nice visit to Haydock last Saturday with Rev de Civilla, who ground out another win from the front on deep ground, and gave us a good day out.
Yeah, he's very good, isn't he, in staying hurdles. He had a bit of a go over fence as well recently, didn't he?
So. That's right. Yeah, the time before only finished fifth. I think he just doesn't like jumping fences, despite being well handicapped over them.
Yeah, so are you keeping him to hurdles from now on?
Yeah, it'll be hurdles. I'm not 100% sure he'll run again this year because he needs desperately heavy ground, and we might not get it. He'll be entered for entry in Punchestown in the hope that it comes up very deep, but far from certain.
All right. We must talk about the big news in terms of the Cheltenham Festival as well before we get stuck into Thursday's action. The champion hurdle has had another shake-up, and it's another Willie Mullins horse that's not going to make it. We've already seen Faheen out of the race. Arctic Fire, who finished runner-up to Faheen, is now also out of the race, suffering from a chipped bone. But he's still got an incredibly strong hand, and it looks likely now that Annie Power's going to go to the race, doesn't it?
That's right. I'd be amazed if she didn't now. She's won all 13 of her completed starts below 3 miles, and with Arctic Fire going, it's the obvious thing to do.
She's 13-8 at the top of the market now. Identity Thief is 9-2, 5-1 for Nichols Canyon. My Turn to Yours is 6-1, 7's for the new one, 14's or bigger for the others. If I were to ask you for a bet or how you play the champion at the moment, what would you do?
Well, every time I tip one, that horse is then ruled out. When I was first asked about this race in January, I suggested the Faheen Arctic Fire forecast.
Right.
Then when Faheen was ruled out, I said Arctic Fire, and at the risk of tempting fate, I'm going to go with each way and another Mullins representative, Sompro Medici.
All right, okay.
This one's on a hat-trick after a Grade 3 win at Nace and a Grade 2 win at Gowran Park, and seems to be improving, and after the last win, Mullins reckoned that he would improve for the better ground likely to be found at Cheltenham in March. Finished 6th in the county hurdle last year, and second to Old Guard at Cheltenham in December, so handles the track. Both of those came on soft ground, and if it came up good or good to soft, I think perhaps they'll hunt this one round at the back of the field and try to come through for second place to Annie Power, a bit like they did with Arctic Fire last year.
Yeah, 33-1 in the betting at the moment. So I suppose, would you look at Sempre Medici when it's priced up from a place angle, maybe on the day?
Well, given there's like non-runner, no bet now, I think a couple of quid each way, and then if Annie Power runs, then look at backing him without the favourite.
Yeah, okay, interesting stuff. We'll have a quick glance towards the weekend as well, but before we get stuck into Thursday, we've got some good racing at Kempton and Newcastle. You want to look at the Betbright Chase, the Grade 3 handicap there. 5-1 the field at the moment. Champagne West heading the market with us at the time of recording this at 5-1. Ziga Boy is 6-1. 13-2 La Rev, 8-1 for Theatre Guide. Thomas Brown is 9s. It's 10s for 10 on Ivanay. And 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. So a real wide open event.
That's right. I like this race because often you get Kempton course experts winning it, or at least going very close in it. Bally Legend at a big price recently was one of those. And what I did notice when looking through the 10-year trends for this race is that 9 of the last 10 winners had won previously at either Ascot, Kempton, Wincanton or Sandown, all good quality right-handed tracks. I mean, the exception had won at right-handed Perth. So, if your selection hasn't won right-handed before, then you're probably barking up the wrong tree. Of those near the head of the market, La Rev has to go right-handed, won at Sandown last time out. But all six of his wins have come in fields with 10 or fewer runners, and with more than that likely to go to post, I'm going to swerve this one, despite tipping him at Sandown last time. The one I like is currently 6-1 with us at William Hill. Zigger Boy is a Wincanton winner, and won his last two starts at Doncaster. I think what he needs really is decent ground, good to soft or faster, a trip of 3 miles or further, and a relatively flat track. And he's only had these conditions four times, won three of them and unseated rider when in contention in the other.
Right.
So he's up again in the handicap after defying, I think, a £16 rise at Doncaster last time. But he's clearly going the right way, and as long as the ground's no worse than soft, then he should go well. There's a couple at bigger prices that look quite interesting. Rock Dapsis for Tom George. He's got a good record in this race, winning it with Nakarar a couple of times. This one was a 2.5 mile course winner last time out, and shapes as though the step up to 3 should suit. He's 16-1.
Mm-hmm.
And also at the same price as Viva Steve of Mick Shannon. The stable's in fantastic form. 3 winners from the last 6 runners and 2 seconds. And one of those winners was a 33-1 shot. And the seconds were beaten by half a length at 20-1 and by a short head at 4-1. This one was second over course and distance on his penultimate start, and he's only had 7 runs right-handed, won twice, finished second 4 times, and finished 6th on very heavy ground, which he probably didn't handle. So Viva Steve is possibly the best each-way alternative to Zigger Boy if you're looking for a big price one.
All right, good stuff. So that's coming up at the weekend, but let's concentrate on matters a little bit closer to hand. We've got some good racing coming up on Thursday, and we'll get Andrew's thoughts on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right, we're going to look at one race at each of the 4 venues on Thursday, and we start in the 2:45 at Huntingdon, which is a listed event. It's the Protectress Mares Chase. It's over 2 miles and 3.5 furlongs, only a field of 5 here, so low in numbers, but who do you think will win the 2:45?
Well, it looks between Emily Gray of Kim Bailey's and Gitain de Burleigh of Willie Mullins. Emily Gray already has a verdict over the Mullins horse to her name, beating that one at Carlisle back in November. It was 11-4 that day. The Mullins horse was long gods on. And although she's since tasted defeat twice, she wasn't disgraced in going down to Mafool at Doncaster, beating a length of 3/4. And then I think the step up to 3 miles on heavy ground at Warwick behind Black Hercules found her out. She's only had 2 runs on right-handed or figure of 8 tracks since joining Kim Bailey, and she's won both of them. So, assuming that Huntingdon survives an inspection, I think she can come out on top again.
Emily Gray then, the selection in the 2:45 at Huntingdon. Moving to Lingfield Park next for their 3:45. This one is a Class 4 handicap over a mile. We're on the poly track here. It's 7 runners in the lineup, and we'll start with Justice First here. Andrew won at Kempton early this month, beat Franco's Secret and Charlie's Mate, so that looks a key piece of form coming into this.
That's right. There's a key quote from a win previously at Chelmsford in December when George Baker, who rode him, said, Justice First is a horse who doesn't do much when he hits the front, so it's important to try and play him late. And that's certainly what Pat Cosgrave did last time at Kempton when beating one of his rivals today, Franco's Secret. Looked held but kept on final furlong to lead last stride. So, I think Pat Cosgrave is on again tomorrow and should obviously go well. I'm going to oppose him, though, with a horse of Michael Wiggum's called My Target. This one was well backed at Chelmsford last time in a hot 1 mile handicap, but the pace was steady, which didn't suit, and it kept on well to go down sort of narrowly in a sort of practically a 5-way photo behind horses who were up with the pace throughout. Loyalty was pressed the leader, runner-up Bold Prediction led and set steady gallop. And it's interesting that the 6th home, 3 3/4 lengths behind My Target, Fleck Earl, has since come out and landed a gamble at Lingfield. Now, that one was also ridden patiently. And I think as long as there's a decent pace, then My Target could be the value. Hopefully the Mark Johnson horse will make the running.
Yeah, interesting. My Target, his form figures don't look inspiring in terms that he finished 5th last time, but like you say, he was only beaten 3/4 of a length in a funny old race, really, wasn't it?
So. That's right, and has got a Lingfield win to his name previously, and You know, just looks as though he'll be underrated on the strength of that last time out finishing position.
Okay. The 405 at Sedgefield is where we go next. This one is a Class 4 Novices Limited Handicap Chase. It's over 2 miles and 5 furlongs. 5 of them make up the lineup here. And Finnear and Verco arrive in pretty decent nick. Do you see either of those on your shortlist?
That's right, yes. I mean, those two are my shortlist, with marginal preference for Verco just because of his course form. Sedgefield's a real specialist track, and I tend to give sort of extra weight to course or course and distance form. This one's the only course and distance winner in the field. And if you chuck out a defeat at Catterick on his penultimate start when perhaps not seeing out 3 miles, 1 furlong on soft ground, he's won 3 of his last 4 and finished second over course and distance in the other. There's an argument that the handicap has got hold of him now. He's £10 above his most recent winning mark, but I think that course form could just swing it. So obviously, Finney is coming here bidding to win for the third time in the last 4 starts, but it's difficult to get away from that sort of round of poor jumping at Ayr on his penultimate start, and I'd rather go with Verco, who seems a sound jumper.
Verco then the selection in the 405 at Sedgefield, and we finish off at Chelmsford City in their 7.10. We finish here with a Class 3 handicap over a mile. It's for the 3-year-olds, 5 of them in the lineup here. Ennard, Thaden Gray and Ginchy all arrive here with a 1 next to their name. Ice Royal's been knocking on the door, and I suppose Peak Hill is a previous winner as well, so couldn't be entirely ruled out. It's quite
a this is
race.
A fantastic race despite there only being 5 runners. So the Jintzy of Mark Johnson's recorded a fast time when winning Wolverhampton Maiden last time out, coming home by 2.5 lengths and keeping on very strongly. He looks sure to go well again. But I'm just going to side with the course form of Thaden Gray, trained by Peter Sharon Lambus, who's got a fantastic record at the track. You'd make a fortune if you bet his runners here blind. And so this one won a maiden here back in September, when backed into 5-2 favouritism. Something you don't often see from this yard. And after a couple of defeats on turf, bounced back to win here earlier this month, when again scoring very easily from Ice Royal. I think you just mark him down as a Chelmsford course expert, and the fact that he's, you know, from a relatively small yard up against the likes of Roger Varian and Mark Johnson, I think he's going to be the value in the race.
Thaden Gray to be the value in the race. And what do you make of Ennard, by the way? We didn't really go into too much detail about him. Just the 3 runs, got off the mark at the third time and returns from an 80-day absence.
Yeah, hacked up by 6 lengths in a Lingfield maiden in December, building on his earlier second over the same course and distance. Yeah, obviously going the right way, but I find, you know, Roger Varian horses tend to be overbet. And, you know, he had one at Wolverhampton the other day called Andaz. You know, who's wearing hood for the first time after looking not entirely straightforward. You know, was sent off at 13-8 favourite and finished 6th. So I don't think you're going to get rich back in one of his first time in a handicap. And you know, although I accept that he could prove to be smart, I'd rather go with the proven course form of Thaden Gray.
Yeah, I dare say you probably get a bit more juice in the price as well, won't you?
Yeah, precisely.
Yeah. All right, good stuff. Let's have a little bit of a summary, if you would, Andrew, if you'll just spin us through your 4 selections for Thursday one more time.
Okay, the 2.45 at Huntingdon, I'm going for Emma Gray. The 3.45 at Lingfield, it's My Target. The 4.05 at Sedgefield, I'm with Verco. And in the 7.10 at Chelmsford, I'm going with Thaden Gray.
Superb, good work, Andrew. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy it on Thursday.
Thank you, Mark.
And Andrew will be in the studio on Thursday as well. He'll be joined by Gareth Topham and Chris Pimlott. And we have racing at Huntingdon, Sedgefield and Lingfield in the afternoon and Chelmsford City in the evening. So plenty to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Thursday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.